Hey, what's going on, ladies and gents? Wanted to put a quick note up here about some of the things we've been talking about, some of the things that we talked about in the past. But the big theme of what we're going to be talking about today is not waiting for everything to be perfect. You know, when I was a trainer, I would run into a whole heck of a lot of clients who would, they'd work out, they'd train, they'd eat right when the time was perfect for them, right? When you know, they didn't have a lot on their plate with the job, when they didn't have a lot of family stress, when they didn't have a lot of monetary stress, that's when they would do everything. And then when the littlest thing happened, what would happen is they would give up. They'd fold and they would not, they'd completely give up on their goal, completely give up on everything they wanted to do. And you know, one of the things that I've realized, because, you know, over the past few weeks, I moved across country, drove and buying a house right now, starting a new job, doing all kinds of crazy things. One of the things that I realized is that you can't wait for everything to be perfect before you're moving forward on your personal goals, right? What I've essentially had to do is I had to look at my schedule, say, all right, do I have 10 minutes here that I could go do something? Can I do burpees in those 10 minutes? Can I get a little run in? Can I get a little activity? Can I grab my kettlebell and do a bunch of swings? Can I study accounting, which is something I'm trying to learn right now? Can I study accounting in those 10 minutes? Can I work on my Spanish in those 10 minutes? Can I get something done that's going to move me forward in that short period of time? And I'll find that with the podcast too, right? I have to, when I've got 5 minutes here or there, I got to sit down and I got to record. And the big thing you need to understand is that if you want something to happen, you're not going to wait until it's perfect. If you really want it to happen, you're not going to wait until things are perfect. Wait until things are perfect, that's just another form of procrastination. It's going to hold you up. It's going to keep you from doing what you want. It is going to strike a sword through your hopes, your dreams, and the life that you want. So what you need to do is you need to take a look at your life, your schedule. You need to change it from, okay, I can't do it right now, to how can I make this happen? When can I make this happen? How can I do this little bit by bit, you know, bite the apple one piece at a time rather than trying to eat the entire apple at once? Or, you know, some people use the elephant metaphor, right? Bite the elephant down one piece at a time rather than trying to eat the whole elephant. You can't do that, right? And I just wanted to get that quick note out to you guys, because I know there's a lot of people who struggle with this. They're waiting for that perfect time, waiting for that perfect moment. And I want you to know that perfect moment's not going to happen. If you wait for perfect, you're going to be waiting forever. So get out there, make something happen, and I'll be back at you soon with some more awesome content. This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast, and I am out.